Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 3 kuZibandlela 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, iningi lezisebenzi elizweni lithi liqhubeka lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngenxa yokumiswa amahlayana umsebenzi kumbe ukungatholi iholo lazo lonke ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, iningi lazo okuyizo ezincedisa imuli ekhaya ngemali lokudla, zithi impilo iqhubeka isiba lukhuni kulamazwe ngoba amaphepha okusebenza ngokusemthethweni engatholakali lula, njalo kwesinye isikhathi lemisebenzi isilela.
Mina sebenza iphemithi, ngiphemithi yiyo engenza ukuthi kangikwazi ukuthola okuncane. Ipheyini iphela ngoNovemba, so imali yonke ijaphele elekwenzini immigration. Khuza biza imali eningi ngoba mina bambize i-3,000 phezu kokona kulabanye labana abafilayo. So uma ungahambanga kulabana abafilayo, bakutshengisise ukuthi kukhathese kutshintshiwe sokufunakala ukubhala kanje ubhale kanje.
Njengenjayelo sizalithulela eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ningangibhala lapha ku-Twitter ngithola ukuthi Osilo I believe. So sihlangane sikhulume ke anything engifuna ukwazi ukuthi ngenza kanjani, sikhiphani, ngizongithola lapho Facebook @Osilo, Twitter Osilo I believe, Instagram ngilapho @Osilo I believe.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iningi lezisebenzi elizweni lithi liqhubeka lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngenxa yokumiswa amahlayana umsebenzi kumbe ukungatholi iholo lazo lonke ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Uhlupho lolu lubhahe nxazombili kuzisebenzi zikahulumende kanye lezamankampani azimeleyo. Labo abazisebenzelayo abathengisa impahla ezitshiyeneyo, labo bakhala ngokukhahlamezwa ngamapholisa abomanisipala. Abahola imali yempentsheni labo bakhala ngokungatholi imali yabo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxe nomnumzana George Nkiwane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions.
Sibona vele izisebenzi zihlangabezana nobunzima obumangalisayo. Ngoba sibona nje ngabe iminyango ukuya khona siyaphela njengoba kwenziwa. Abasebenzi bakhulumeni abaningi bakhona abakaholi bangekhoizizakaphiphela abayitholanga naku-private sector abaningi esebenzi bahambe ku-Christmas bazambela lakwi-New Year bengakhonanga bengelalutho. Njalo umfeneti ufuna ngani amakhampani amaningi ngokunzima abahlangana nabo kuthengisela ukuthi bazavala and izinto eziningi zibaphekele imisebenzi. Kunento ezimbili ezingayenzakala esingahlangana nazo. Kwaqala ikona ukuthengisela yikuthi nje uyabona lapha into ehluphayo yindaba ze-politics leyo ukuthi abantu abaningi sesesaba ukuthi ngavele ithengisele kuzoda kumbevela kugamatheko kumbe-M_P_C kumbevela kungaphi ngaphi. So abanye kuza kuba nzima ukuthi bademonstrate. Okwesibili yikuthi uhluphe isibambe ukuthi abaningi bona laba abasebenzayo abangaholi kumakhampani ngabe kunisikana nakwabo abathengisa kona kwenzekwakokubanika imali yokuthi baphelelisa nabantwana. So umuntu onjalo naye kuthi akushiyeke emfikeni futhi siyademonstrate ngakho kumbe athi inkosikazi indoda kushiyeke laphana emfikeni. Kuba nzima kakhulu ebantwini ubona abantu nabantu ezimbabwe asingazi kumbe kusenza kumbe kuthini. Sabona ngani vele khona udubelo lwesiyalo thina siyadinga okungakunceda kunokuthi sizame ukuqeda lelo dubo. Sidinga bebe ngathi nyeda ikwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi nxa besemsebenzini engaholi bale ngisikafika nabantu ukuthi khona lapho akhiyakhiya khona edensi ama-thematics edensani. So kuba le ndlela ezimbi abaningi vele abasafunde kwedemokrata ukuthi ngoma ngiyemthekeni ngitele ukuyidela khonokho ngizathenga ifika lapho abantwana.
Liba labantu elibancedisa ukuthi bethole iholo labo kubaqhatshi, kambe kuyasebenza yini kathesi njengoba labo bekhala ngokuthi abalamali?
Kuyasebenza yini nabathi kwezindawo siyakubonayo ukuthi siyagcina sesiyathatha i-property ye-company. Ekuqineni ke i-company lena sicinile sivala. So kathesi siya very cautious asagijimi ukuthi kuyathatha i-property. Into esibona kathesi nje
Bonke laba bantu abalahlekelwa imisebenzi lokho behamba yini ku South Africa la kwamanye amazwe Lo umnumzana George Nkiwane isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye ZCTU sixoxela eSekwero. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe iningi lazo ezincedisa imuli ekhaya ngemali lokudla zithi impilo iqhubeka isiba lukhuni kulamazwe ngoba amaphepha okusebenza ngokusemthethweni engatholakali lula njalo kwesinye isikhathi lemisebenzi isilela. Umnumzana Mduduzi Chris Sibanda osebenza kwele Botswana ngokusemthethweni uthi intengo yokulungisisa amaphepha la iphezulu kakhulu kukanti akulula ukuletha imuli ekhaya ukuthi ihlale layo kulelo lizwe.
Kutwana sibili impilo yakhona ihle uma kulokuthi lamaphepha kodwa ngongela amaphepha heyi ukuthwala nzima. Kathesi labantwanami umntwanami kathesi ule almost 4 years senzele yokufayisa manje ufuze ukuthi ecresh ngapha ke kungaba kungcono umaye lamaphepha noma kwenzekela ukuthi uyakwazi ukumfaka esikole efunde okuzakalayo. Yeah, umntwana layo ukuthi kukhunda khona abhakala amaphepha. Yinkinga yami lofazeka lamaphepha yikho kunzima khonapho ngabe kuthiwa bonke lamaphepha ake ayiphile kwenyeni enjalo nje hhayi lamaphepha ngakwazi ukuyithola mayenze ukuthi lamaphepha kumbele passport ukuphila kungcono mina ngisebenzisa i-permit ngibe midiyo engenza ukuthi lami ngikwazi ukuthola okuncane iphelini phela ngo-November so imali yonke ishaphelele elokwezini immigration khuza bezi imali eningi ngoba mina bambizi i-R3,000 kezi kwakona kula abanye labana abafilayo so uma ungahambanga kula bana abafilayo ngakutshengisisa ukuthi kukhathesi kutshintshiwe sokufunakala ubhala kanje ubhale kanje bayi-reject yabona i-problem ezo so la bantu abukabanjaja yilo kuze i-506 kezi kwe-3,000 le yayidabuke nje okuncane banjaja futhi i-1,500 kuze yonke imali yakhona yasibamba u-4,000 sazenhluleka ukulokuza ukuthi ngekhaya ngayo imali yakhona.
Ngabe yalile laphana abakubiseli imali yakho leyana mbebe kulungisele ngayo leyana owavela wayibhadala.
Imali yana abakubiseli bazefuna ukuthi uphindezele laphana sabambi kahle. Ubhuti wakho wayenze njalo bayi-rejecta. Ku-last of last year wabhadala almost 500 ukuwaphila. Kodwa imali vele akakubiseli uma kulokuthi uyakuluze njalo i-5,000 vele kuhambe kanjani. Khuluma kulomunye umngane wami la waseshonini bamshaye almost 5,000 yonke. Kukhuluma nje lakathi siyakhala sibili hhayi nyembezi ezibuhlungu kakhulu.
Kodwa yona leyo phemithi yabe yahlala iminyaka emingaki?
Iphemithi ihlala iminyaka emingaki kuphela. Ngangicele 5 ngayi-5 bayala banika 3 nona ngoba mina lo umnyaka lowo uma uyaphela kuza kungunyaka wesi-9 lokanto kuzo mele kwabe ngikho iphemithi ilo kuze ngibake funa i-mail certificate umgago umaye kulokuthi ulele kuzeni le passport ke bazamnika amalanga under wena ma ungela mail certificate njengani kunzima bayala ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi omunye ubhuti wakho awalo kuze wayichelela umfazeka amalanga asephelile eze thatha imali ye-school fees kwaba nzima bayala bathi bafuna i-mail certificate kuzeni wabuyela engela mali vele kuba singakatholi imali.
Chato leyana yesintu ayinanzwa khona ngapho kwele Botswana?
Inanzwa kibo bona nothi kwabantu abaphanga. Ma uthi ungagayisa ngasemahofisini akhona kaba sesezinjengelokuzini uyazi kwama emahofisini basebenza kahle njengale immigration vele yathola ukuthi laphana ofuza umuntu esemathetabu yathola ukuthi usebenza one ilanga lonke almost uthatha five hours vele kuhlezi umuntu eyi-1 omunye indoda owebotswana landanga waze walalabo indaba zenezithuzi.
Kodwa kuyikuthi ngabe wahamba ekhaya imali yakho yayizasebenza ngcono yini amaphula kulalabo abavela e-South Africa le-rand?
Khona kukhanya njalo uma kulokuthi sometime uyitshintshele kwama-dollar kumbe kuma-rand ngoba uma itshintshe kungani ingcenyana yena mbijana.
Lowo ngumnumzana Mduduzi Chris Sibanda osebenza kwele Botswana sixoxelaye ecingweni ese-Francistown. Ukusenjalo umnumzana Njabulo Ncube ohlala kwele South Africa uthi lanxa imisebenzi eyithola iholo liphansi kakhulu okwenqabela ukuthi enakekele imuli yakhe ekhaya ngokupheleleyo.
Afore masibathengela sivele singapha but lakho vele kuthumeleni futhi kwasekhala kokuzabe kuyinkinga vele. Yabona ngoba vele into zakhona zele zikhamba zima yabo.
Okuyikho kwehlulayo kuyini? Anti balokhu bekhona omalayitshi?
Bakhona but bazawe bedure yabona inkinga yakhona. So umuntu akhona besekuthatha lokuyana vele kokuthi vele leya kubulala la isithathala lokuyana okwenzakala le yabona. Inkinga yalapho. So phela ufuna ukuthenga ezinye izinto yabona ungeke uzithenge lapha but ufuna uyazithenga le manje inkinga yakho yosayimali le ma uyithinta plus uyithintela ngale ekhaya yabo.
Kungabe kuyisizathu yini ukuthi indaba lingahambanga ekhaya?
Hayi esinye sakhona izona lezo but hey le mali yakhona ibivele ingavumi kuhle lo December wakhona ubengathi thule lowa this yena.
Ababuyayo bevele ekhaya kukhanya imisebenzi iyatholakala yini?
Hayi imisebenzi ikhona ayinengi la. Hayi imisebenzi iningi kakhulu.
Siyasizwa abanye besithi abayibona.
Hayi yabona i-problems zomunye umuntu abehlala emalongi thini yabona ze-town ngathi ebengafike efike enqe kanye after 6 months yabo. So uma e-town vele kokhaya ubonakala khona zonke izinto ezi-right apha. So uma uyabe uhlala endaweni njengaselokhu thini akuyi-problem vele ungagcina uswelile vele. Abazisebenzela kuphela abantu imisebenzi vele ayithole inyeto engafuni amaphepha ayithole ifuna amaphepha wonke masizama uncedisa ekhaya lapho kuyi-problem khona yiso lapho kuluhlupho khona so asikwazi ukuthi le ndaba yemali ezaziphethe ngani thina yabo yabo ufuna ukuthenga ezinye izinto ezinjengabonqola ezinjengabokhuba ayeke uze uzibheke egoli vele zabe ufuna ukuzibheka ekhaya like ezinjengabozikayo manje futhi uma kuyabe kubuya kube njiyana akusuka kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi ungaziqalela ngapi futhi akule malini.
Lo umnumzana Njabulo Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekhona le kwele South Africa. Nebalaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagase aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Ngesilijike kancinyane ezandleni zika Chris Gande we Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama lami nguChris Gande kuhlelo lwabatsha abasakhulayo ngimele uNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa lo Oskido uOscar Mdlongwa yena ongumculi odumileyo kakhulu. Okwakuqala ngiyakubingelela Oskido.
Sho baba kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila. Uhambe njani umdlalo lo kade ukhona kweZimbabwe?
Ah ne uva eGrand mina it's a homecoming show which is do it yabona sala 24 eLetabile in South Africa and then on the 27th yenza kwaBulawayo. So it went well with a lot of people.
Ubebe bangaki abahlabeleli njengoba sikwazi ukuthi iKalawa ilaba hlabelela abane?
Ah ne bekunama different artists ngino Casper Nyovest. Shabeleza, shabeleza. AKA Mafizo lo DJ Fresh, Tira, My Popka, Pepsi and also nama local DJs lapha yabona ama local artists akwaBulawayo.
Ungathini kulabo abasafuna ukuthi bangene abatsakhulayo? Wabafuna ukuthi bangene ku business yona leyo okuhlabeni?
Ah, mawufuna ukucula afanele wazi ukuthi I mean ma because the problems that abantu abaningi mabefuna ukwengena yabona kule vibe iJV yabo ukuthi yabona be bangena nje for wrong reasons. So mfanele wazi ukuthi mfowethu mawungena lapho ungena for into yabona you know with the love of music. Not ungene nje yabona so uyaphalaza ungazi ukuthi wenzani ufuna ukwenza. Because abanye abantu thola ipenza nje bangena for amantombazana or ukuthi yabona baziwe ukuthi awabani but if you don't do it for the love of it then it's a problem. So therefore it's very important with mawenze decision wazi ukuthi listen you yabona wenza ngenhliziyo.
Wangena njani ukuze wamukeleke ngama South African artists sibona bonke bayabuya kuwe kwakunzima yini?
Well, mina started in the music industry alangkhona mfowethu in music industry and it only I left South Africa long back when I was 2 years old. Yabona umama mphuma elethabile press. So therefore my dad uphuma kwaBulawayo igama lakhe uIsaac Mdlongwa. So from the earlyhood nje ngisakhula nje imusic bekuyinto yami umculo nje ngasesontweni futhi bengishaya ekhaya ekhwaya.
Labo abaseZimbabwe abafuna ukuthi bangene la ukukalawa bakhona yini njalo uyabaphathisa?
Yabona at the moment now I'm doing production in a lot of places in Africa, not only Zimbabwe. I don't look at one country, mina. I go all around the world looking for artists. Mangithola ukuthi khona i-talent, ngiyasayina from the studio, assign. Mangene e-DRC, assign artists. Mangifika eZimbabwe, if I find that there's talent, assign. So for me, it's not a matter of territory. It's like a continental thing. So as long as it's into Africa, then from then, ngiyasayina for it. I've seen that ukuthi no, ngibhekele ikhona, uyabona, so.
Ngabaphi ungasipha nje abalutshwana kwamanye amazwe e-Africa osuke wasebenza labo?
Yeah, for example, uJasid from Pongo Muffin, we picked him up in Zimbabwe and we've done some, we signed him. We are Kali Kupa Bati Pongo Muffin. And then in PRC now, I've just been doing Italian Secure Corner. I've been working with guys like about Fali Pupa at the moment at DRC. In Nigeria, I've been working no Wizkid. I've been working with Davido. We did a collaboration now on a program, Mafiki Zolo. And we have one, and then at the moment, we have one, I'm in discussion with something of finding it, the North Band from Nigeria. And then after that, I'm going into, we have one, Ghana and the Congo. So therefore, I mean, especially 2016, my figure band, Umuntu Uzobe, Zabalaze, Africa, Zabalaze.
Ubona njani wona umculo ikakhulu ngasikhangela u-2016 lo esesizamqala ukuthi ubona ngani kukhona yini okuzaba khona esingathi i-style engayisiyo le khona kathesa?
Yeah, that's why I need now, yabona, it's time for Africa. I think there's une talent ebhaya, especially yabona young Africans at the moment, because I think Africa, the young Africans, yabona, sebena i-sound yawo, yabona, now you can easily identify. Long back you couldn't identify, uyabona, ama young Africans, uyabona, because ma ukhuluma ngomculo uyabona wase Africa, you be thinking of names like abo Fela Kuti, abo Yuma Sekela, uyabona, guys like abo Oliver Mtukudzi and all that. But at the moment now, uyabona, there's a new breed of my young Africans, our penetrator also into the international stage, which is very important. So 2016, that's why I need to mean my way is within the African value of the Africa.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile, ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Ane siyabonga, siyabonga abalaleli. Please, ningangivala lapha ku-Twitter, ningithola @Osido I believe. So sihlangane sikhulume ke anything engifuna ukwazi ukuthi ngenza kanjani, sikhiphani, nizongithola lapho Facebook @Osido, Twitter @Osido I believe, Instagram ngilapha @Osido I believe. Thank you.
Hayi sibongile. Lo ke bekungu-Oscar Mdlongwa u-Oskido, yena ongumculi olodumo kakhulu ebesimuzwa kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Igama lami ngu-Chris Gande, ngimele uNtungameli Nkomo lilala.
Sibonge uChris Gande weStudio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Iningi lesisebenzi elizweni lithi liqhubeka lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngenxa yokumiswa amahlayana umsebenzi kumbe ukungatholi iholo lazo lonke ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Musithandekile Mhlanga, ngikho napha eWashington DC.